Okay, are we ready to hear Megillat Esther, the Scroll of Esther? Before we do that, the blessings. Now, I know you don't have them, but a number of our Hebrew school students hopefully remember them. There are three blessings before reading the book of Esther. And the first one ends with Al Mikrat Megillah, for the reading of the Megillah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mikra Megillah, concerning the reading of the Megillah. The second one we do on Hanukkah, so it sounds familiar. It's a blessing for all the wonderful miracles that have been brought to us over the centuries as a Jewish people. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam she'asa nisim lavoteinu bayamim hahem bazman haz. And the third one is Shehechianu, for reaching this wonderful, joyous time of the reading of the Megillah and Jonathan's Bar Mitzvah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lahazman hazeh. The one must be on to read. Long ago in the kingdom of Persia, the capital city of Shushan, there lived a king named Ahasuerus. He was the king of 127 countries, and he was very rich. He was a happy king, and he liked to throw great parties. We tell more of an accurate version on during Sunday school, so kids, yeah, gonna be a little more, less family appropriate. Once King Ahasuerus had a huge party that lasted for 7 days. On the seventh day, the king decided he wanted his wife, Queen Vashti, to come and dance for all his friends. She was a queen. What do you think she said to that request? Well, she was busy with her own party and she had some dignity, so she said, "No, I'm not going to do that." Well, no one said no to King Ahasuerus, so he had Vashti sent away forever. But the next day, the king felt lonely for some reason. He didn't have a queen, so he had his servants organize a beauty pageant. He wanted all the young women in his kingdom to parade. Okay, between the risers and my robe, this is not a good combo. His kingdom to parade before him so that he could pick the most beautiful one to be his new queen. All of the women in the kingdom were so excited about the beauty pageant, except for one whose name was Esther. She was shy and nervous, and she didn't want to go before the king. She was the most beautiful girl in all of Shushan. But we were missing this part. Her cousin Mordechai said, "Hey, I think you should be part of this." So Ahasuerus, she went, she was part of it, and Ahasuerus chose her to be his wife. Do we want to change people? Well, the king did not know that Esther was, what was she? She was Jewish, and she didn't tell him either. Esther had grown up with her uncle or cousin, Mordechai, and during the day he would sit near the palace to make sure that she was okay in there. One day, Mordechai heard two men plotting to kill the king. And he reported it immediately, saving the king's life. Well, this was a pretty important thing. So that good deed was recorded in the king's big book of records. Every day on the way to the palace, the king's advisor, whose name was Haman, okay. Okay, would pass Mordecai, and he would ask Mordecai to bow down to him. And Mordecai always had the same answer. Did he bow? No, he said, I am Jewish, and I'm not going to bow down to you. I only bow to God. Well, one night, the king couldn't sleep, so he opened the official record book. That's probably a good thing to go to sleep to. And he remembered, he saw Mordecai's good deed, and he said, I never thank Mordecai. So now he was awake again. Mordecai saved my life. I didn't do anything for him. Well, he called Haman in. And he asked him, well, what do you think, advisor? What should be done for someone who the king wants to honor? Haman thought the king. He thought the king wanted to honor him, of course. So he said, the man you want to honor should wear the king's robes. He should ride the king's horse through the town. And a servant of the king should say, this is what should be done for this great man who the king wants to honor. Well, he got all ready to have this happen to him when the king said, perfect, Haman. Yeah, I was very close to that myself. Okay, so the king said, perfect. You're going to go to Mordecai, and that's exactly what you're going to do. Tell Mordecai you're going to get him all dressed up and parade him through town. Well, this made Haman. Even more angry with Mordecai and with everyone who was Jewish. So Haman decided. That he would get rid of all the Jews once and for all. Well, because the king preferred to party so much, he let Haman make laws and give all the orders. But in order for this to happen, Haman needed the king's ring to seal the decrees. For those of you who are old enough to remember sealing wax, I don't know, over 50? I don't know. So when Haman asked, if he could get rid of all the Jews, those people who refused to bow down to him, the king, who was kind of distracted with other things, said, sure, whatever you want, Haman. seal on the decree. And so it was set. Well, Haman... wanted to know what date should this happen on. So he cast lots, or also called Purim, which is, guess what, why this is called Purim, and he picked the 13th day of the month of Adar. That is when this terrible thing would take place. Because Mordechai spent his days near the palace, he became friends with one of the queen's servants who was bringing messages back and forth. And when Mordechai heard about Haman, about his terrible plan to get rid of the Jews, then he sent a message to Esther. Esther, his message said, you must speak with the king. You have to save your people. You have to save the Jews. Well, Queen Esther sent a message back to Mordechai and said, I'm afraid because no one, not even me, not even the queen is allowed to just go in and ask the king something. I could be killed. Well, Mordechai sent a message back to her and said, you know what? All the Jewish people will pray for you. Your people depends on you, Esther. You have to think of something. So Esther agreed. Well, Queen Esther did go to see King Ahasuerus, and luckily he was in a very good mood that day, and he held out his royal scepter to her, and she knew she was safe. So the king said, Esther, you're so beautiful. I will give you whatever you want, up to half of my kingdom. Just name it. What do you want? Well, Queen Esther asked the king, will you come to a special dinner and party that I'm putting on for you? And please also invite Haman. Avery keeps moving around. I never know where you're going to show up. Okay. The king agreed, oh, anything for my beautiful Esther. And Haman was excited to be invited. Well, King Ahasuerus came to dinner with his pal Haman. Oh, the king said, my beautiful Queen Esther, this is such a fantastic party. Whatever you want, up to half of the kingdom. Just let me know what you want. This is just amazing. Well, Queen Esther said, well, I just want one little thing. I just want my life. What? Because someone wants to kill me. Esther, who would want to kill you? Asked the king. You beautiful Esther who throws these amazing parties? No. Yes. And he also wants to kill all my people, the Jews. Well, she told the king, the wicked Haman. Wants to kill all the Jews. Ahasuerus became very, 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 very angry. He ordered Haman to be executed instead of the Jews. The Jews were saved. Every Jew in the kingdom celebrated and danced in the streets. They had a big feast. They honored Mordechai and Esther for saving their lives. They ate little cakes called Humantashen because they were in the shape of Haman's hat. Or some say in Israel, Haman's ears. But actually, the word in Yiddish means poppy pockets. So remember, the real Humantashen are the poppy, which happened to be my favorite. Not these chocolate chip things you see nowadays. Not in my day. Okay. Today we celebrate Purim to remember and honor Mordechai and Esther, and because we are thankful and proud to be Jewish. Amen. Woo!